Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. Good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, you know, of course, as long as it's interesting to us.
Absolutely. Why would we talk about anything else? So, James, it's another lovely Tuesday here in Nevada. It is March 15th, 2022. This is a live, interactive broadcast where it's extremely important that you use those chat features, whether you're watching us on YouTube, what? On Facebook,
what?
On Instagram,
what?
On Twitch,
what?
Twitter,
what?
Daily Motion.
I don't even know what that is still.
All day. Let's go. Okay. So we are here and we are live. Use those chat functions, interact with us. If you got something you want to talk about, let us know. We are, as long as it's interesting to us, we're open to it.
I mean, you saw last week, I mean, like she asked, or 2 weeks ago, asked about Toontown. Boom, we just pulled up Toontown, talk about it.
That's right. Because, you know, we love Disney, so that's something we talk about. You know, it is another lovely Tuesday. It's another Seagram's Selects Day, Jamaican me happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I may not have a drink, but I got food, bro.
Well, I'm Jamaican me happy. What do you got?
So,
the blue hell is that thing?
My brother just made some breakfast. So we have a bacon wrapped sausage on a hot dog bun with egg and cheese, and then we got some bacon potatoes on here. Oh man, you know what? Actually, let me, because I haven't taken a bite of this yet. Hold on.
It looks delicious. How does it taste?
Chef Bro RD down there.
Chef Bro RD. Literally, it is his brother. So,
yeah.
And when I say his brother, I don't mean his brother. I mean his brother.
No,
his literal biological brother.
Yeah. It was so funny when we used to work together. I'd be like, yeah, it's my brother. They were like, wait. As in the sense of like brother? No, I was like, no, he's actually my brother.
Yes, that's fairly funny. So, so it is another lovely day in the neighborhood, of course. And James, you had mentioned previously that you were going to be starting a new job this week. So yesterday was supposed to be day one, I assume. Tell us how it went.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so you had your last day with your previous employer, right? That was over
right, the weekend? Right, that was Saturday.
Okay, so you finished your employment with Pepsi, where you were a person that went around to different stores.
I was a merchandiser for Pepsi.
Okay, so you finished that job back on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your last day? Anything fun or exciting?
No, I mean, it was just, I was just happy that my boss, a couple weeks prior, or like the week prior, I said on my last day, I just want to hit my regular stores because I want to say bye to the people. And he was like, all right. And then on Saturday, he tried to drop this, like a bunch of these stores that I've never even been to. And I was like, yo, like, what is this? Like, I asked, you know, I wanted to do my last stores. I want to do my stores one last time because I have to say bye to the people, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, yeah. So he basically just kind of took off the other stores. I hit a Target that I had done multiple times. So that was all right. That wasn't too bad. And then I hit my regular stores. And I mean, it was nice to just be able to close out, you know, kind of just talking with the people that I've been working with for probably the better part of a year and a half. So at least I could say goodbye to them and, you know, let them know, hey, I'm still around. I'm just not going to be in the store every day. So, yeah.
And if you are in the store, it's, you're probably going to be there as a customer.
Right. So I won't be.
Yeah. So you finished up on Saturday at Pepsi. Great, great career there. You were there for what? 2 years?
A little under three and a half, I guess.
Really?
So I started there. What is it? No,
it was that long.
20. No. It was almost 3 years. It was almost 3 years. Yeah. Never mind. I thought it was.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought you didn't start there till like summer of 20, but.
No, I started in 19.
Summer of 19?
Yeah. It was actually what? I started in January, March, April. I think it was like May or something like that.
Okay. So May just shy April. Of 3 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And so you're starting out your new career, which what we have gathered so far or gleaned from what you've told us is that you are working for the federal government in some capacity at an airport. So we know that. Right. And you started Monday, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, So here's what happened.
Uh-huh.
I had a copy of my birth certificate.
Okay.
But apparently they needed the seal on said birth certificate. So,
oh, like an official, like a certified copy, right?
Right. So, okay. I didn't have that.
When they told you the list of things to bring, did they not mention that?
No, it said, it said certified copy.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, all right. I mean, it had everything on there. It was, had all the info signed.
It had all the info, but it wasn't a certified copy.
Right. I just didn't have the seal. So.
So I could have like made this on a PDF at home and given it to you with all of your information. That'd be the same as what you gave them.
No, I mean, this isn't like, it wasn't PDF quality. I mean, it was like the everything was, I mean, I guess if somebody is good, we're not that good with with Photoshop and all that stuff.
Well, speak for yourself, but
I said that's why I said we aren't, like, as far as like my family, we're not.
Oh,
like,
okay. So ultimately you present this to them and it's not what they're looking for. Okay, not, I mean, you know, it's not the end of the world, right? Like I'm sure they were like, hey, most places usually will say, hey, you know, we need to see it within 72 hours or something.
Yeah, unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
Oh,
are you still
getting a copy? Are you getting a certified
copy? Yes, though my dad was the one that had it. So now I'll have it.
Okay. I mean, but he's not that far. He's like a 4-hour drive. Like you didn't go
4-hour
get it?
Drive?
He's not in the Bay Area?
That's like a 7-hour drive or like almost an eight-hour drive for me.
Okay, fine. It's like an 8-hour drive each way. You get to you were off on Sunday, right? You could have driven like
you knew
you needed this thing for Monday, right?
Like that's what I had, like I had the copies and I was like, all right. And then so yeah, but anyways, long story short. Basically
you're getting it.
I'm getting it and I have to wait until I have to wait another 2 weeks or whatever to actually start. So I'm
wait, what?
Yeah. So I have to wait till the, not okay. This coming Monday.
Did you call Pepsi and you were like, hey, I can work another 2 weeks or
no, I'm over it. I mean, honestly, like I would, I would, but I literally turned in all my stuff yesterday. I turned in all my stuff yesterday.
So you're, in essence, you're unemployed for 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Actually, well, I mean, I have my final paycheck coming.
Yes, but you're not working. I mean, that's for work you've already done, right?
Right.
You're not earning any income now.
Right. Just for the, yeah.
For this week and next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and I'm actually I'm going to go talk to somebody today and see if I can. I mean, that's going to be the weird part. I just need, can I work for 2 weeks?
Yeah, ain't nobody in their right mind going to hire you unless it's like under the table side hustle type work.
Yeah.
Are you, so, okay, so what, do you have any plans for this week and next week? Like, I don't know, maybe take a drive up here and we can do a show side by side again or something?
I don't know, maybe we'll see what's up.
Because, you know, it's like an 8-hour drive to here, but I mean, if you've got 2 weeks off, you don't got to pay for a hotel.
I know. Actually, you know, the nice thing is I just realized I still have voucher left.
I don't know what that means, but
okay. Oh, for Southwest. So
So you could even fly up here. You wouldn't necessarily have to drive. And Brian is requesting that you release your long form birth certificate. So I do think you should make that available for all to see.
Oh man, yeah.
Okay, if maybe somebody out there can help me. I see a lot of these random posts from these people on YouTube, and I assume these are like spam links. VUM.today. What is this? This is a message we got through YouTube from a Damian Ponomarev. Are we getting hacked by the Russians here, or what is this?
Oh no.
I don't even know. That's weird stuff. So okay,
it's happened a couple times.
So James, our black friend, is unemployed for at least 2 weeks. Please, James, go get a job. We don't want you collecting welfare.
What? It's 2 weeks. I wouldn't even qualify right now.
Okay. I'm just hoping you start 2 weeks from yesterday. And I hope that you get your long form birth certificate and we can avoid any of these issues.
Oh, trust me. I need to call my dad after this, make sure he actually sent it yesterday. I mean, it's not like it has to be here.
I'm just saying, you could have taken the drive on Monday, yesterday. You could have left your place, driven to the Bay Area, and then be driving up here today. We could have done this show together, side by side, today.
Well, sorry.
All right. Anyways, let's get into the show. So, some of the interesting things that I want to talk about today. First and foremost, let's talk about a new beer coming out, releasing just this week, Steve Austin's Broken Skull American Lager.
What?
What? So this is from El Segundo Brewing Company. The Texas Rattlesnake himself is the Broken Skull brand. So this is his beer that he has been involved with, taste tested, blah, blah, blah. They come in 16-ounce cans.
How many is it? Is it like a 4-pack or something?
24s. I am planning on going over to my local Total Wine and Spirit today to hopefully picks up, and then I can, you know, crack them and drink them. What? And yeah. So, you know, I love me some Stone Cold. And we talked about Stone Cold last week because it was announced that he's coming back for WrestleMania. And it was kind of interesting. We had some interaction with somebody we went to high school with, and somebody that is a fellow wrestling fan, and was doubting what I had posted last week in regards to Stone Cold returning to WrestleMania. And the person said, oh, I want to see the sources on this. It can't be true, yada, yada, yada. And so I then posted the response from Stone Cold, which he recorded here in Northern Nevada in the beautiful Minden area. He recorded his response to Kevin Owens, in which he stated he's going to come open up a can of whoop-ass on Kevin Owens at WrestleMania.
Oh, that was up there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was in Texas or something.
Oh, yeah. Those snow-covered mountains in Texas. Sure.
I didn't know where he was. I was just like, all right, whatever.
Fair enough. So he this person that we went to high school with that was doubting the validity, then went on to say, well, it won't be what they're hyping it up to be. It's going to be two moves. You know, Kevin Owens tries to hit a stunner, misses, Stone Cold hits a stunner, it's done. And the person went so far as to say that they would bet their beard that that is the case. And I said, I take that bet. I guarantee this will be more than two maneuvers, one failed and one successful. This will be a match. It won't be a long match. I'm going to say anywhere between 2 to 5 minutes. Tops, I think five is on the long end. Stone Cold has been getting in shape. He has been medically cleared. He has said for a long time that he would like to come back and get in the ring one more time to have a little bit of fun. And I think Kevin Owens is the right person to do it. I think Kevin Owens can put him over and make him look good. And I think it's going to be great. I'm excited for it. I don't expect it's going to be some amazing epic match.
No.
But I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to, like I said, I think we'll see Stone Cold hit the Luthez press with some pounding ground. I think we'll see, you know, a lot of the classic Stone Cold.
That's all we need.
Kevin Owens will probably hit something decent. Yeah. He might even hit a stunner on Stone Cold. They might have Kevin Owens go over. I don't know.
That's true. I mean, they could, but I think if Stone Cold's coming back one last time, I don't think they're gonna see Stone Cold dirty like that though.
In Texas,
especially in Texas. After all the trash that Kevin Owens has been talking on Raw,
yeah.
They ain't doing
ultimately the point being, I have taken the bet from this individual, and I fully expect that we will get video of him shaving his beard when he loses the bet and Stone Cold actually has a little bit of a match. And James, you have been elected as the official to say who the winner is in the situation. So,
right.
If I'm wrong, if it ends up being three maneuvers and that's it, I will accept that that was not a match.
Right.
But if it ends up going and there is some back and forth, which is I'm fully expecting there to be.
Right. I know this is no way in me just already like saying, but I have agreed with the fact that I think you are very correct in your assumptions about this match. It's not going to be anything long, but it's definitely not going to be just like a come out and then it's like tries to hit a stunner, misses, stunner, and that's it. Like it's no, I don't think Austin would have made a response the way he did if it was just going to be that.
Yeah, either they're hyping it up and setting it up for a big letdown, or they're hyping it up and setting it up for it to be a really good showing. So, and I'm leaning on the latter. Let's shift gears a little bit if we can. And talk about something we discussed last week at our year anniversary special. And that was that in just over 1 year's time, we will be going on an Alaskan cruise.
Aloha. I mean, you know, sort of.
Okay, that's Hawaii, but whatever. So some things that we have discovered over the last week since announcing that is that there's actually some interest out there from folks, and that's great. We do have a private Facebook group that we have set up. If you are interested in joining us on this cruise, send us a message on the Fat and Black page on Facebook or on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Hit us up. Let us know you're interested. We will add you to this private Facebook group where you can get all of the information. But I did kind of want to recap all of the information as well as introduce our personal cruise consultant, if you will. He's not here, but kind of introduce him and how to contact him if you're interested. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen if I could. And this is the actual ship. This is the Norwegian Bliss. This is clearly looking at the starboard side of the vessel. And this is the ship we will be on going to Alaska in just over a year's time. So this letter, hello, Mark. Thank you for your interest in our freestyle vacations. Below are the details of one of our many incredible itineraries. Please call me at your earliest convenience to finalize your Norwegian Cruise Line vacation. Explore the breathtaking views of Alaska by choosing how you cruise with Norwegian. Ready to get a bird's eye view of Alaska's vast landscape? Up, up and away. Want to feel the snowy crunch of your boots on a trek to spectacular glaciers? March on. Ready to kayak the serene waters of icy Strait Point? Paddles down. When you cruise with Norwegian, you're free. Free to experience the best dining at sea and fully immersive itineraries. Free to gaze from your private balcony onto gorgeous peaks and coastal forests. Free to cruise your way every day. Man, that sold me. I'm ready. Let's go. So so we're doing a seven-day Alaska round trip from Seattle. It's going to go up into Glacier Bay, Skagway, and Juneau. It's aboard the Norwegian Bliss. And if you're watching live right now or after the fact, you're definitely seeing some of this imagery as well as, you know, the itinerary, which, you know, has us leaving out of Seattle, spending a day at sea, going to Juneau, Alaska. Into Skagway, cruising around Glacier Bay, going to Ketchikan, into Victoria, British Columbia, and finally returning to Seattle, Washington. It's going to be a lot of fun. And our personal cruise consultant is a Mr. Terrence Terry Svolto. He's a really good guy. I've been talking to him a little bit over the last week, trying to really get us set up for some discounts. And this is where it's huge. So
yeah.
So for every five rooms that gets booked for this cruise, there are different tiers of discounts. And everyone that is booking gets to enjoy these discounts in some way, shape, or form. Whether that's there's going for a certain tier of rooms that we get, you know, we'll get extra dollars to spend on the cruise, whether that's, you know, on restaurants, whether that's however you want to spend it. There will be discounts to the rooms. There will be potentially extra cash for excursions. Oh, nice. So we are currently at four rooms booked. So that's huge because we need one more to get to five and get our first level of discount. So and I can tell you that right now, Norwegian has a fantastic deal going on where basically if you book this week, it's the second person in your room is 70% off. So if you're in a room with, let's say, you and your spouse, you and your girlfriend, you and your boyfriend, whatever, you take that 70% off the cost, you could split it, or it's still 70% off the cost. So that's huge. Also, third and fourth persons are cruising free right now. That's huge. If you got four buddies and you're like, hey, you know what? It's a room. I just need a place to go crash. You could pack four buddies into a room and split the cost. So now you've got third and fourth person are cruising free. And second person's cruising for 70% off. You take the total cost, the 100% on person one and the 30% on person two, and you divide that cost amongst four. That's huge. Additionally, they're offering, you only got to put $150 down right now to hold your spot, and they will match that. So there's a really good deal going on this week. It looks like they got another deal coming up for next week. That'll be pretty much in line with this one. So if you're on the fence, put the $150 down, get the matching $150. You could back out later. And you have until December to get this thing paid.
Yeah.
That's huge as well. And it's not like they're saying you've got to give us $500 a month or anything like that. You have until December. If you want to wait until December and just pay the whole thing off, you can do that. So that's huge. Like I said, we've got four rooms so far. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You and I both have our rooms booked. Yep. So if you are interested, message us, let us know. We'll get you into the Facebook group. We'll get you that contact info for Terry so that you can book through him. Going through the website and just booking through them is not the way to go. The only way to make sure you're getting the discounts that we're going to get and make sure that you're a part of our group is by going through Terry moving forward. So
that'll all be posted. Mark has got that all set up, so we'll get all that posted for y'all.
Absolutely. So by all means, if you're watching right now and you've got questions, start firing them off. Otherwise, I say let's move on. So Brian did bring up, he asked the question, okay, this dude has given up his beard if he loses. What am I giving up if I lose?
Nothing. That wasn't a part of the deal.
Yeah, it wasn't. He voluntarily said, "I bet my beard." I didn't say I was betting mine.
And then on the same token, he actually wants. I guess he wants to get rid of the beard because he actually even posted, "I hope you actually win."
So I'm not adverse to putting something on the line, but I mean, as of right now, that wasn't part of the deal. So, I will say, James, you know, we did talk about briefly, you were supposed to have started a new job this week, which didn't happen. I actually have gotten a job offer as well, and will likely be starting a new job here with the state of Nevada, still with the same parent company, state of Nevada, but moving to a different part of the state, doing similar type work. But it's a good opportunity. It's going to be a lot more focused on one area rather than where I've been kind of split amongst a bunch of things. So it'll be fun. It's not more money or anything like that, which
so it's a lateral move.
Yeah, it's more or less a lateral move. What's interesting is it is considered a literal lateral. It's the same exact position, except in where I'm going to be, I will be supervising people. Which I haven't been, and I will be over budget accounts, which I haven't been. So those are two things that really I need to have on my resume for the state to really bolster myself overall. That was the main reason to do this move, even though it's just a lateral, it's to get those things on the resume to be able to say, yes, I have supervised at the state. I have
I've done managed all this
budget accounts at the state. Because I've done all this stuff in the private sector.
Right. But
for some reason, it doesn't matter as much.
It doesn't transfer. I would think that's the weird part. I would think some of that stuff would at least transfer over from private to state. I don't understand that. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, you getting that stacked up.
That's right. So let's talk about some movies and TV for a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Because we enjoy our television shows, we enjoy our movies. So let's shift gears over to that. And all just released today.
Who day?
The trailer for Ms. Marvel.
You know what? The funny part was I didn't realize she had all these extra little power things. I've seen like the cartoon and stuff. And so I've only seen like her use her hands to like squash stuff. Her hands like grow big and stuff, squash stuff like that. But this was nice to see a little bit more of what she can do, kind of what more of her powers are. So that was dope. I like it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the trailer. It didn't give a ton away, while at the same time it gave enough away to really interest me.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was comparing my level of interest with this versus like Moon Knight, I'm almost more interested in this than I am Moon Knight. And Moon Knight, I'm super interested in.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised because this is about a girl, right? This is about a teenage, junior high, early high school age girl.
Yeah. She's young, but she's kind of, I mean, the thing is, what I like about this too, is that, she is kind of nerdy. She's kind of nerdy in the sense that she's really into superheroes and everything else. And it looks like that kind of ostracizes her in school because she is so into it. But also just the the religious aspect, I mean, really showing her religious aspect getting thrown in there too, with her being, I believe she's the first Muslim superhero.
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's super interesting. I mean, I've watched a little bit of stuff, you know, about Ms. Marvel through little clips and stuff of that, which, you know, it's directed by a Muslim woman, or at least a woman of Indian descent. And they actually helped really create this show, really create the character in the comics and everything else. So I'm really excited to see what they do with this, especially because this is going to be leading up to the Marvels, which is the next, well, I guess you can call it
Wonder, the Wonderful Marvelettes, or something.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever it's called, which is like Captain Marvel. I was like Captain Marvel 2, basically the Marvel. So that's going to be kind of setting this up with throughout this show. I would guess, because that's why she's really being introduced right now.
Sure, let's go with that. I there obviously is going to be a tie-in, because we do know that Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, will be a part of the Marvels, which will be Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and Monica Rambeau. If not more, but at least those three.
I can't remember what her character name was in what she got it, because didn't she
Pulsar or Quasar?
Quasar or something like that. Yeah,
I don't remember. Doesn't matter. It's yeah, she didn't get enough time to really shine yet.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think the trailer does a good job to really hopefully get people interested to want to see this new series. Because I know for me, I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Next up, let's talk about the trailer that dropped right after we finished. Right after we finished our show last week, kills me, Disney.
Couldn't just go a little bit before.
Obi-Wan Kenobi trailer dropped last week.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I am so amped up for this. May 25th cannot come soon enough.
This is that now, these are Jedi hunters. That's different from the Inquisitors, am I correct?
The impression that I have is that they are Sith Inquisitors. That and the Sith Inquisitors hunt Jedi.
Jedi.
So,
okay,
so you could call them Jedi hunters, but I believe they are Sith Inquisitors, which we really got super introduced to in Jedi Order. If you Jedi Fallen Order, if you played it, there's obviously references to them in many books, but they
actually were the Inquisitors were in Rebels.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the fact that we're going to see them live action, the fact that we had the huge recent, use of them in that Star Wars game, and now I think we may see actual characters from that game in this series, potentially, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I love the character of Obi-Wan that Ewan McGregor really, I think, took and expanded the heck out of.
Yeah, nailed, yeah.
I'm excited to, and I hate to say it, but I am somewhat excited to see Hayden Christensen back as Anakin. The only thing that I haven't seen confirmed, and I still want to hear is confirmed, is that James Earl Jones is voicing Vader when he has the helmet on and everything.
Yeah, if he doesn't, that is going to be a, it's going to be a
tragedy.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm excited to see kind of what Obi-Wan did, A being hidden, keeping an eye on Luke. Apparently there's supposed to be he's gonna fight Vader at some point, from what at least rumored. So I would love to see that.
Yeah, there have also been other things that have come out in the last week or so, stating that there was going to be involvement of Darth Maul in this series, but then they kind of nixed it. So no, okay. I'm not sure how that was going to happen. I, if they were going to do a live action fight between the two of them from that was done in either Clone Wars or in Rebels. Yeah, I don't know. Could have been interesting, but I think I'm glad they didn't do it. I will say the one thing I didn't like about the trailer is that it was somewhat misleading because it used Duel of the Fates music, which automatically harkens back to episode one and the Qui-Gon Jinn fight with Darth Maul.
Well, him and Ope, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't see why they used that music specifically, unless are we going to get a Qui-Gon coming back to talk to him, like a force spirit, which is possible.
That could very possible. Cause I mean, in the end of the sixth season of Clone Wars, that's when Master Yoda talks to Qui-Gon again,
learns how to
basically take the force into the, I guess, the spiritual realm, I guess, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so that could be something that very well, you know, we see Obi-Wan. I mean we could even see I doubt it, but you know, we could see something with Yoda.
Yeah, that's a possibility as well, because maybe Yoda shows up to teach Obi how to do how to use the Force once he is dead, because we do see Obi-Wan as a Force spirit in the original trilogy. So
well, and I mean, and Obi-Wan was learning. Obi-Wan and it was Obi-Wan and Mace Windu that actually went in when Yoda came back in that episode. He basically, those are the two that he takes with him to teach, basically. So, you know, we might see a Mace Windu, you know,
purple lightsaber.
Yeah, we might get a Mace Windu spiritual visit or something. Who knows?
That's if he's dead. So
that's if yeah, true. We don't know. Not 100% yet.
So yeah, I'm super excited for this. Like I said, May 25th can't come soon enough. Obi-Wan Kenobi, looking forward to it.
And May 25th, you said, was the
45th anniversary of the new hope.
Yeah, so that's that. I didn't realize. I was like, why do I have to wait so long? And then when you told me that, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Why they would hold on to it.
All right. I posted the trailer for this film on our page. If you haven't watched it, head on over, give it a look. It is not safe for work, to be clear.
No,
this is not the unbearable weight of massive talent, where Nicolas Cage is playing Nicolas Cage. we've got also in this film Pedro Pascal and Tiffany Haddish.
No, just Tiffany Haddish.
Haddish, okay.
like radish.
But. So I watched this trailer. It showed up in my feed, and I was like, okay, let me give it a watch. And I was like, you know, the whole time my jaw was just like, okay. Because I haven't seen anything with Nicolas Cage that I've enjoyed since, like, National Treasure.
Isn't that like one. I feel like that's the last thing that he even did.
No, he's done a ton of stuff since then. Just nothing good. Really? And clearly it's trash pickup for James, folks. So so I watched this trailer and I was like, I think the main reason I watched it was actually because of Pedro Pascal being in it, who, for those of you that don't know, that's the Mandalorian. And so I was like, let me give it a watch. And I watched it and I loved it. I thought it was a fantastic concept of Nick Cage playing himself. In essence, going to
it's that fourth wall inside of it's crazy.
Yeah, the basic premise of the film is Nick Cage is going to some drug or criminal kingpin's house because this kingpin is like a huge fan of Nick Cage and wants to meet him. And Nick Cage can make a cool, quick $1 million or whatever it is to just go meet this guy. And he goes and gets recruited by the CIA. to try and help bring this kingpin down.
So, yeah.
I'm going to watch it. Like
I would never like this probably would have like, if you hadn't posted anything about this might have gone under my radar.
Yeah.
This might have just, this might be one of those movies that that's a sleeper of a hit.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like I said, I had no idea. I'd never heard anything about this. It didn't show up in any of my feeds until this last week. And it was, I think Fandango posted it. And I was
Fandango.
Yeah. I was like, let me check it out. Why not? And, you know, 15, 20 seconds into this trailer, I was like, I need to see this film. So this comes out April of this year. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Like, I honestly, like, go watch this trailer. If you're at work, put some headphones on and watch it. If you're at home and you got little ones, make sure they're at, on nap time or something, and go watch it. It's a good little watch of a trailer. It looks like it's gonna be, this could be probably one of Nick Cage's funniest films.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
So moving over from television and films, let's talk about video games for a little bit.
Yes, sir.
You know, we love video games. And you know, there's a lot of nostalgia these days in games where they really try to play on either games you've played in the past or rebooting an old game series. You know, for example, I don't know if you saw, but like, do you remember playing Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers as a kid?
Yeah.
On, I mean, they re-released that, you know, about two years ago.
They did a whole, like, they did a whole Disney, it was like a whole Disney
weekend.
It was like a Disney afternoon, like,
with DuckTales.
Yeah. DuckTales, Tailspin, which I didn't even realize had a game. Mm-hmm. Chip and Dale, and
there was a fourth, I don't remember. And then like shortly after that, because that one did extremely well, shortly after that they did another release where it was The Lion King and Aladdin as a dual release, which was back on like Sega Genesis.
Oh, snap. I didn't know about that one.
Right, right.
Wow, I'd actually really like to go back and play those again.
Yeah, so those are out there. Well, they're back at it again, really tugging on that nostalgia heartstring, if you will. And coming out this year, very soon, as a matter of fact, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Cowabunga Collection.
My only issue is, what's with these? Because there was never a game that had these kind of new school looking turtles on them.
I think they just used Ninja Turtle imagery for it.
Oh, okay.
But this game has pretty much every Ninja Turtle game in creation up to like the 2000s. So it has all of the original Nintendo games, the Game Boy games,
yeah,
the Sega games.
I will just say, like some of those games do not translate well unless they did something to remaster them, because I know, for example, Kingdom Hearts, which is a series that I've enjoyed, when they released PSP versions of the games, which, you know, those are on disc anyways, but they remastered them and released them on PlayStation, so they cleaned them up a little bit and things like that. I hope they did something at least to, because a lot of those are side scrollers, which are not a problem, but hopefully they made it, you know, kind of worked with the format so it's a little bit, you know, not taking up just a little box on your screen or something.
I'm sure they took care of that, James. I don't even know why you would mention that, because that should be a given. They make side scrollers nowadays with modern technology because, again, it's a nostalgia thing. A lot of people like side scrollers. So yeah, I have no doubt in my mind that they have made these games so that they will format to your screen. They probably aren't going to be. They're probably not going to take a Game Boy game and an original black and white Game Boy game, and make it to where it's using 3D graphics. Like,
I wouldn't expect that. I'm just saying, like, I was talking about more, at least, like, they make it big. Of course, they have to make it bigger, but that's all I'm really.
And Steven's saying that they are dropping a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles remake game on Switch. So I'm not sure if that's separate from this. I haven't heard about it, but I will definitely look into it. And Steven, thank you for checking in. We've got Tyrus out there checking in as well. Tyrus says, I still have DuckTales from my NES. Nothing beats Scrooge using his cane as a golf club and pogo stick.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting with the DuckTales one specifically. They came out with a reimagination of the DuckTales game that used modern graphics. I have both. I have the original. It's a part of the Disney Afternoon pack, but then I also have the newer version of the DuckTales game, which is, both of them are super cool. The newer one, it's a little bit, it feels like it's a game more for today, even though it's still using the same premises as the original.
Right.
You
know what, actually, you know what game that I have never found released, which is upsetting, which has never came out on any other system, was that Simpsons arcade game.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. You mean the one that had like the four stations? And
yeah.
Like, similarly, I haven't seen the one that they did for X-Men. They had the same thing.
Oh, yeah. No, that never...
You could be Nightcrawler or Cyclops or...
Yeah, they never... I don't remember... I don't think they ever came out with that one either. But yeah, those are a couple of games that I used to play all the time when I used to go to the arcade. And I think we got to the last level on the Simpsons game. I don't remember. Oh, we did beat it. Yeah, so we did beat it. But actually, I ended up jumping in. Like, I didn't play it all the way through because I had played like the first few levels. And then they were playing, somebody left, and a couple other people were still playing. So I jumped in with them to help them finish up. But yeah, no, that would be dope to actually be able to play that again.
Yeah. Steven says he agrees 100%. Simpsons Arcade is a classic. And then going back to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's called Shredder's Revenge. Evidently it's a old school side scroller beat 'em up. So that totally, I don't have a Switch. I don't know if I necessarily want to invest in one, but I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the Switch can be fun. I played Mario Kart on the Switch, even on the small screen, because you can, you basically can take both the controllers off and use them as for two player, which is, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But yeah, overall, Switch is not horrible, because you can, put it in the bay and play it on TV, or you can take it out and it's portable. So, I mean, it was a good idea. Not gonna hate on Nintendo for that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's switch gears one more time and let's talk about podcasts. Something that, get it, switch gears. something that you and I are both have been involved with, our friends over at Secrets of Heritage House, a fantastic podcast series. They had a big announcement this last week, which was that they hit 25,000 downloads.
Yeah, that's big.
That's huge. 25,000 downloads. And they're not even at 40 episodes. It roughly translates to around 1,000 downloads per episode.
Yeah.
By all means, that's not huge when you think about podcasts as like Serial or the Pat McAfee Show or things like that. But for a locally created, produced series with volunteer talent, it's huge.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, congratulations to KMVC 95.1 FM, Diaz Media Group, and Proscenium Players on the success that Secrets of Heritage House is. I've also heard that it's been nominated for some podcast awards. So
nice.
We'll see how that goes for them.
I think I'm oh man, am I 2 weeks behind? Because I heard the third in the mini series, and that was that 2 weeks? I heard the third in the mini series, so I'm done with that. So now it's just the
you're not behind up. Then, because it's actually, there's a break. They haven't started airing the final seven episodes of the season yet.
Oh, okay, cool. Then I didn't. Okay, cool. I'm not behind anything.
Yeah. So, and Tyrus calls out congratulations to Secrets of Herod's house. This makes him even more excited for Murphy's Inc. And for those of you that don't know what Murphy's Inc. is, it is it's another podcast that James and I are both involved with, as well as other friends of the show. Tyrus is involved with it. And it is a time traveling heist gang, if you will. And it's a little bit of comedy.
Hey, gang.
It's a little bit of sci-fi. It's going to be a fun show. I am the executive producer on the show, and we are in the recording process. Things are going well. We are shooting to have our first episode ready to go and air, likely sometime very early summer. So nice. we're taking our time with this. We want to get it right. We want to get it sounding good, feeling good. So yeah, it's coming along slowly, but I would rather do it slow and do it right than try and crank it out.
You can't put boo-boo out there.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody wants boo-boo.
no boo-boo.
So James,
yes, sir.
What's up with you? You got anything you want to talk about? Anything that's on your mind these days?
You know what? I'm just going to throw this out there. If you haven't seen The Batman, go see that movie. Just in my opinion, I mean, this might come off controversial. I mean, even though, I mean, whatever, but this might be the best. This might be one of the best Batman movies ever. I mean, like, I would put this on par with Michael Keaton's Batman. I would put this on par with what was the second in the Christopher Nolan?
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. Is it Dark Knight Rises? Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. I'd put it on par with those with those other two films, which were some of my favorites. I've liked all the Batman stuff. Not a huge fan of the Ben Affleck Batman, but whatever. He pulls it off with
a Tyrus ass.
Did the bedazzled
Tinkerbell vampire pull it off?
Yes, he actually did. I enjoyed his performance as Bruce Wayne. I enjoyed his performance as Batman. I think if
spoiler that Bruce Wayne is Batman,
bro. If you didn't know that by now, bro, like, honestly, if you did not know that by now, there's something wrong with you.
Way to spoil the film for me. Thanks a lot, James.
If you've seen any Batman film, you already know that. But we were actually counting. I think he makes the Robert Pattinson makes the seventh Batman, I think it is, if you count like Adam West and everything. I think he does a great job. This film was done excellently. This set definitely sets up for future films. You'll understand if you go see it. I'm not going to really say anything else because there's stuff I want to say, but it might ruin it for people. So I'm not going to say anything.
I would say if you're going to count Adam West, you also need to count the kid from Gotham. So that would make this.
Did he actually play Batman?
Wayne, and you just told us that Bruce Wayne is Batman. So way to spoil that.
Adam West also the reason I said and actually let's say film Batmans, because Adam West they did do a Batman film.
This is true.
That was so. If you count films, then if you're only counting films, then Robert Pattinson makes number seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I've been very much waffling on whether or not to see it. But I guess I should go see it if you're saying is true. How about, okay, do you feel confident enough that if I go and I don't like it, that you're going to pay for my ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy it because, I mean, and actually, you know what? This is, The nice thing about this too is that it's the Riddler, and so and if they
spoiler, the Riddler's in it.
Are you
going to tell? Next thing you're going to tell me is that it's being played by Jim Carrey and he plays Edward Nygma.
No. It's darker. It's a darker, more grittier Riddler, which I've never seen before. Even like through comics,
darker and grittier than Jim Carrey's. I mean, come on, that was his first like serious dark role.
It wasn't really. I mean, it was more of the comical Jim Carrey that was my favorite part of that, anyways. But and Tyrus just posted Zoe Kravitz. Enough said. She is phenomenal in this film too.
No idea who that is. Is that Lenny Kravitz's daughter?
That's Lenny Kravitz's daughter, Jason Momoa's stepdaughter. but yeah, she's incredible in this film as Miss Selina Kyle. And but yeah, so just go check it out. I thoroughly enjoyed this film. It ranks.
This will be our third Selina Kyle.
Yes. Well, no, it won't be because the one Halle Berry played wasn't Selina Kyle.
I wasn't counting that one.
Which one are you counting?
So you've got from Batman Returns.
Right.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Right.
Then you have from...
Was she Selina Kyle?
Yes.
Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't. I kind of just went over my head. I wasn't even thinking about her. I totally forgot about her.
Yeah. So this is our third.
Yeah. So Anne Hathaway. Yeah.
And Tyrus does say, and it is not supposedly Tyrus, but Tyrus says supposedly Penguin is going to get some sort of spinoff. It is happening. It will be on HBO Max, and it will be his own series. So that is correct.
Interesting.
That was the other reason why I was potentially interested in seeing this film was purely to see the Penguin portrayed. I always love seeing actors in fat suits.
Yeah, he did a great job as Penguin. I think this is probably just the way they did these characters has been some of my favorite interpretations of Batman characters in some time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've had a fun show, but unfortunately we've got to turn
almost forgot about this.
Yeah, we've got to make sure we call out our respects. As you know, James and I are wrestling fans. We don't talk about it a lot on the show because we know that there are some folks out there that enjoy it, but not many that enjoy it as much as us. However, this person, he was a cultural icon, not just a wrestling icon. NWO was huge and
life.
Massive during the time frame, the Monday Night Wars. So much that people who weren't wrestling fans knew what NWO was, understood. And unfortunately, just yesterday, Scott Hall, also known as Razor Ramon,
the bad guy.
He passed away. Unfortunately, he had recently had hip surgery, and there were complications coming out of the hip surgery where he had some blood clot issues, had a triple heart attack.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, yesterday passed away.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but fortunately, they were able to keep him somewhat, you know, at least alive till his family could be there. So before they pulled the plug on him. But you know, a lot of heartfelt, you know, man, some great matches. I mean, like
the original ladder match with Shawn Michaels.
The original ladder match with Shawn Michaels. I remember when it was what's his name? It used to be the 1-2-3 Kid, you know. Shawn Waltman, that's his name, when he came out as the 1-2-3 Kid, and it was just supposed to be kind of this nobody wrestler, and beats Razor Ramon like three times in a row. It was crazy.
Yeah, Talk about putting him over.
Yeah, I remember watching that. I remember watching that on Raw going like, what? Like when I was a kid, like this is crazy.
Sean Waltman, who I don't know if you have, but I've hung out with Sean Waltman, owes his career to Scott Hall.
Absolutely.
And I've met and I've hung out with Scott Hall in the past as well. You know, great guy.
Yeah, so this is definitely a sad loss for the wrestling world. But even, you know, but even more, you know, husband, father. So, you know, heartfelt to his kids and his family. So
absolutely. And Tyrus calls out that he and Shawn Michaels set the standard for what is now the ladder match. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then basically, Edge, Christian, Hardy Boys and the Dudleys flipped it on its head is when they introduced TLC. So, but yeah. As an original, as the original ladder match, man, like nothing I think will, I mean, we may get stuff like that again, but this one was on par, like the best, one of the best matches ever.
Yeah. And Tyrus recalls, I think this is the last time we saw him as well, was at WrestleMania 31 in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
The NWO showed up to back up Sting, who was taking on Triple H at the time.
Yeah. And DX came out for him. So yeah, no, that was yeah. Dope.
I think that was the last time I saw Scott Hall in person. But good guy, dealt with a lot of demons, but really had started to, I think, turn his life around in the last 5-10 years and was heading in a really great direction. So, loss to the wrestling world, and fans, any fan that, you know, was alive and knew anything about wrestling during the 90s and 2000s.
Like, honestly, probably one of the best times for wrestling ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with that, let's wrap this thing up. It's been real.
Bow on it.
It's been fun.
Yes, sir.
Hasn't been real fun.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. And hopefully, hopefully you guys saw the new logo that we put at the top of the show. You know, so that's what it's looking like. So hopefully you guys enjoy it and everything else. Let's go.
Absolutely. And one last reminder, if you haven't already, get signed up on our cruise.
Yeah.
You get $150 down and they'll match it. And let us know if you're interested. We'll get you the information. That way we can get some discounted rates.
You know, your boy likes discounts.
Absolutely. All right, y'all.
All right.
See you around.